Let's get the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase with Across the Line.
Across the Line, bringing you another Rugby World Cup report. The Rugby World Cup in France has reached the start of its business end, with the quarterfinals being played, and by Sunday only four teams will remain in the tournament. Sadly, the way the quarterfinals panned out because of the premature draw by the World Cup, of the world's top four teams, only two will advance to the semi-finals. Now that means that of the Springboks, All Blacks, Ireland and France, only two of these teams will remain in contention to lift the Webb Ellis Trophy. The Springboks will face the host nation, France, on Sunday in the last quarterfinal, while on Saturday the top-ranked Ireland will be in action against the All Blacks. In the other two quarterfinals, Wales will be in action against Argentina, while England will be up against Fiji. The Boks are guaranteed of a tough battle up front against the French in Paris, and the scrum battle will be arguably the biggest at the World Cup to date. Now, the Boks do have the added advantage that they have had last week off, and out of the eight teams in the knockout round, they will be the freshest. Springbok tight head prop Vincent Koch said they will definitely be tuned in.
Yeah, the thing is, we're here at the World Cup, and our main goal is to win the World Cup, you know. And I don't think it's difficult to switch on. We've got a plan, and we're working hard to succeed in that. And like I said, to win the World Cup in the end. And I think the boys all bought into the way we're going to do things and the training. And the boys have been very sharp.
The Irish, in turn, will be looking to break their Rugby World Cup hoodoo, previously never being able to advance past the quarterfinals. It will be the first time they face the All Blacks since their historic 2-1 series win against the three-time world champions in New Zealand last year. The All Blacks have hit their straps in recent weeks, and they will be motivated by that famous series defeat. Irish coach Andy Farrell said that the All Blacks will throw the kitchen sink at them.
Sure that they will be relishing this fixture to try and put a few things right. So it's tough. It's as tough as it gets. I mean, 2 weeks ago it was a tough game, and you know, this one was knockout type rugby, so it gets a little bit tougher. It gets a whole lot tougher next week against the All Blacks, and hopefully they'll need to be at their best to beat us as well.
The winner between Ireland and New Zealand will take on the winner between Wales and the Pumas, while the winner between the Springboks and the French will tackle either England or Fiji in the semi-finals. And that's it for Across the Line. I'll be back with a full sports bulletin at 5:30.
That was Across the Line, the latest news from the globe's biggest rugby showcase. Listen to the podcast and get the latest updates on OFM.co.za.